Let's be in charge of ending spending. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The Seattle Times reports Mayor Mike McGinn released the report 5 weeks after he received it and only after a public records request. The proposal calls for establishing terminals in our state to ship coal to China, a plan which would require coal trains to run through the city. The study found the terminal would trigger $28 million in spending during construction and $2.4 million a year after that. It also found it would increase congestion enough to cost the city almost $500,000 a year. Frank Lindsay, Como News Radio.
So, in other words, when you read this report, it actually comes up green light, comes up thumbs up for the supporters of the coal trains. But this is so perfect a snapshot of Seattle politics. Last winter, you had Mayor McGinn calling a press conference and I want a study on the economic impact of sending coal trains through Seattle here on the waterfront and the impact it's going to have on us. So they commissioned this report by the research firm Community Attributes. And the report is concluded. And the mayor just kind of puts it in a desk drawer. I mean, you know, if he had buried it any deeper, it would have been out at Evergreen Washelli. So it took a public records request to get this thing unearthed. And one of the people who were kind of poking the mayor is someone who represents the other side of the issue. That's Alliance for Northwest Jobs and Exports. Lori Hennessy joining me here now on KVI. Lori, how are you?
Pretty good.
So you got a nice big kiss from the Seattle Times on the front page here this morning.
It kind of reminds me of the old days of journalism, John, before we all started getting news from everywhere. Basically, the Times was doing their job, making sure something saw daylight.
So the mayor, again, had this report for about 5 weeks, and it took a public records request before he finally released the results on his blog Friday. And then he had, after the report came out, which I thought more or less makes the case for doing the coal trains, he says, well, we better have this peer-reviewed and analyzed by the Sightline Institute, which is, of course, rabidly anti-coal.
Yeah, they're not exactly objective peer review the way that I think most people would envision peer review.
No, it's like we were just talking about the mayor's anti-gun decal sticker, you know, no guns allowed on these. It's like, we better have this program peer reviewed. Somebody call the National Rifle Association and have them analyze whether this is a good idea or not.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, John, what he basically did is he found a way to... Sorry about my phone there. He found a way to mitigate the downside of this report by saying, quick, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Let's talk to Sightline. Let's get this peer-reviewed by our friends at Sightline. And the sad news is this organization did a very good job. They pulled together a report as requested.
Well, not
he
Sightline.
Wasn't happy with it.
Not Sightline.
Not Sightline.
The original, the original organization that was contracted with the City of Seattle to do the report, their name is Community Attributes.
Yeah, and they did a great job and came up with a report that showed, you know, any kind of development, any kind of new infrastructure always has some challenges, some benefits. But all in all, this one, you're right, they gave it a green light. They said, you know, look, this is not as bad as you feared. The sky's not falling. And so he didn't like that report very much.
No, well, we could tell. So a report that, you know, if the mayor had, you know, accepted it and made a few desultory comments and said, you know, we thank them for their input. We continue to believe this is not a good idea for Seattle, blah, 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 blah. It probably would have been on, you know, page like B4, lower right hand corner. But because he tried to bury it, now it's on the front page.
Exactly. And Brian Rosenthal at the Seattle Times, you know, put the request in, did a very good job of pushing to get it out there, put together, I thought, a very good story. And, of course, here we go. Ed Murray had a chance to comment on the fact that this is not transparent transparent politics, which I think polling would show people in Seattle appreciate.
Right, Right. But he says he agrees with the mayor on the issue.
Yeah, I don't think we're expecting any candidate for Seattle mayor to come out and host a parade for our project.
I don't think the mayor, I don't think a Seattle mayor can stop it, though.
You know, all they can really do, all McGinn has been doing, John, from the beginning, is making noise. He doesn't have legislative authority to do anything about it because it's interstate commerce.
He'd use his job, his office's bully pulpit.
Yeah,
to
he's using it as a way.
Opposition.
Yeah, well, and to build his audience is the left, and he's focusing on his audience in the environmental community and using this. And that's, you know, we understand that, but at the same time, you also need to lead the city. So let's have a conversation about the benefits of these projects, which are many.
Okay, so where is this issue now, and what is the timeline? Aren't we still another year or so out?
Yeah, there's two proposals on the table for Washington State. The Gateway Project, which is the project you and I have talked about in Bellingham, that one is now heading through its process. The Department of Ecology shocked a lot of people a couple weeks ago by saying they want a very broad look at the impacts of that particular project.
Well, they said if we can't find anything wrong with it looking at traditional, we're going to look at other things like the impact of carbon dioxide in China. Or
exactly.
Something like that, you know.
It's where no one
coal.
Has gone before an environmental review, that's for sure. So they set a high bar, but we're working with it. We're blown away, but we're going to do it. So that one is moving forward over the next 2 years. And then there's a project in Longview, and those hearings are going to start in September. So we have a lot of work ahead of us. It's not going away anytime soon.
All right. Very good. Well, listen, thank you for joining me. Again, I want to commend the story to our listeners. Just another perfect example of Seattle politics in action. Mayor McGinn requested a study on the coal trains rolling through Seattle, gets the study, reads it, or at least has it read to him, and ends up burying it. And the Seattle Times finds out, and now it lands on the front page. Thanks, Lori Hennessy, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. You want to check that story out in the Seattle Times? We got Mark Levin joining me tomorrow at 6:04. That's Mark Levin. And after the show today, KVI.com will post an interview I did earlier this morning you might want to hear with Seattle Port Commissioner Tom Albro about a federal tax that is pushing jobs in this area to Canada instead of Seattle, Tacoma, Longview. Anyway, let's talk again in about 22 short hours.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.